Welcome back. 537, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. I'm joined now by Robert Knight, Washington Times columnist and senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union. Bob, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Andy. I'm just fine.
Good. I saw your piece in the paper today, Obama's Wicked Marriage Proposal. President's edit of the Bible may draw Election Day red line. Man, oh man, the president is out of the closet.
Well, he is, and now the money's flowing
back
to his campaign coffers. I read in the paper this morning, or was it yesterday, that his financial head is openly homosexual, as is the financial officer heading the DNC, mm-hmm. and that they said the bundlers had held up checks, and that several out of his 10 bundlers are gay. So, you know, you can do the math, Andy. They weren't happy with him. The checks were being halted, and so to me it looks less like a historic moment and an extension of the civil rights movement and more like a desperate move to free up the funds.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. In fact, Chuck Todd on NBC said as much. He said the Wall Street money, a lot of that is gone. They need the gay money, and that's why he had to come out.
Yeah, and there's a lot of it. There are several gay billionaires who donate regularly to the DNC, but they're getting antsy. They said, you know, you've helped us. You won't defend the Defense of Marriage Act. You're messing with the military, but we want the whole enchilada. We want you to come out for gay marriage. And if you don't, maybe you won't get the checks you were expecting.
Yeah. Now, you take issue with him using God in all of this, right?
That's the worst part.
Yeah,
I mean, he did this in the campaign in 2008 when he was asked about civil unions, and he came out with Sermon on the Mount references as if Jesus would be all for this. When a friend of mine, I was talking about this to a friend of mine who's very astute and very uncompromising on messing with Scripture, and he said, you know what he's done now? He's misappropriated the crucifixion of Jesus Christ in order to justify sin. Think about it, because that's why Jesus came here. He didn't come to give us pointers on how to live. He came to be the sacrifice for sin so we could have eternal life. And I won't go into the whole gospel, but you don't mess with it. You don't apply it to something else that the Bible clearly says is wrong.
Yeah. All right, he'll get the answer for that later, I'm pretty sure.
Well, that's the thing. We can judge actions, and we're not supposed to know what's in people's hearts. Only God and the person knows that, and I understand that. But we're supposed to look at actions and then judge them accordingly and see how they stack up against truth and moral reality.
Yeah. Well, Hollywood likes it, at least, and evidently about half of America is on board, if you believe the latest polling information.
Yeah, well, I don't believe the latest polling information, Andy. I think it's a crock.
Mm-hmm.
I think people tell pollsters what they think the pollsters want to hear, but then, as we've seen in 31 states now, when they go in the privacy of the voting booth, the laws to reinforce the definition of marriage as the union of a man and a woman pass overwhelmingly. You know, with all the propaganda from television and Hollywood, even the educational establishment over the last two decades, the marriage law in North Carolina still passed with 61% of the vote, and that's with Tobacco Road's college campuses, which are heavily liberal. You know, people, they just keep releasing these polls hoping to sway people, but it doesn't seem to help.
You know, North Carolina is a very interesting point, too, in that the vote was 61-39, all right, overwhelming support to ban gay marriage, to make sure it just doesn't happen. Bev Perdue, the governor, came out and said, we look like Mississippi. She was so embarrassed that the people of North Carolina would do that, that she actually went public and said, we look like Mississippi.
Yeah, and Maine, which passed it last year.
Yeah.
And 29 other states all across America, including Oregon and California. You know, those are really deep south states. Bev Perdue, as you recall, Andy, is the one who openly wished for suspending elections wake of the Obamacare controversies, just saying, you know, I just wish we could suspend elections for a while so people could do what they had to do.
Man, oh man, I forgot about that.
She also vetoed the photo ID law in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Here's the legislature's passed it overwhelmingly. She vetoes it because she doesn't think that stopping vote fraud is an important thing.
Yeah. Well, if you want to get into the bizarre, we've seen some other changes in the last week. Who knew an inmate in a Texas jail could get 40% of Obama's vote in West Virginia?
And 60% in some of the counties that utterly depend on coal for their living.
Yeah.
But, yeah, think about that. And, you know, the Washington Times' chief competitor, the Washington Post, buried this story.
Yeah,
back
I know.
In the, you know, I thought, okay, that's pretty embarrassing for the president of the United States to lose to a convict from another state, even. The guy was in Texas.
I know. He paid the $2,500, and they're still trying to figure out where he got the money, but he's in.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the picture in the Times. The guy has a long ponytail, and, you know, he's... you'd think he'd get the vote in Santa Monica, California or something.
No kidding.
West Virginia.
Yeah. And then we had Richard Lugar voted out in Indiana.
Yeah. And, you know, to people watching the Tea Party, it was no surprise. Lugar had been recording a lot of liberal votes over the years, and I think when it came out that he didn't even live in Indiana anymore, he was a permanent Washington presence for the last few years, I think that didn't help his case either. Again, the liberals are screaming that, oh my gosh, Indiana's now going backward, and the Republicans are risking losing that seat. I don't think so. I think it'll be very interesting in November, and I think Mr. Murdoch can more than handle his Democratic challenger.
Yep, I think you're right. Getting back to the gay marriage issue, I did notice over the weekend that Mitt Romney has kicked it up a notch. He's making sure people understand that there's only one way to be married, and that's between a man and a woman. So I take that as a good sign.
Well, I advised him in my column. I said, this is an easy one for you, Mitt. I said,
yeah.
Obama's left you a lot of running room here. Most people are against this, and even if things didn't go well in Massachusetts, you can still be more forthright about it and show some passion. You know, Andy, I didn't put it in the column, but Romney, I understand, has come out for adoption of children by homosexual couples. And if that's the case, then... while he's defending marriage, he might also explain why he thinks men and women are interchangeable and kids wouldn't notice the difference between mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's somebody needs to get to him and say, you better stop pushing that because it undermines your support for marriage.
Yeah, that's interesting. And, yeah.
Now, he always has said he's for marriage between a man and a woman.
Right.
That hasn't changed. I'll give him that. But he needs to be a little more passionate about it,
yeah.
I think.
All right. Well, Bob, good to talk to you again. Folks, if you have the opportunity, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times. You can read it online or in print form. Obama's Wicked Marriage Proposal, President's Edit of the Bible, may draw Election Day red line. Thanks for joining me, Bob. Take care.
Thank you, Andy.
See you. Robert Knight. Again, check it out in today's Washington Times. 5:45, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.